Hallelujah, the Lord is risen. Welcome to the Word for Easter Monday, where we bring you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled Fear and Its Remedies.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time the women departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell the disciples of Jesus. The old Jesus met them and said greetings, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. When they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and says, "Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. This comes to the governor's ear, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. The Gospel of the Lord. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his great book, The Gulag Archipelago, about the labor camps in the Soviet Union, quotes a Russian proverb, which goes to the effect that some men are slain by fear, others are brought to life by fear. Fear is a strange emotion, then it goes in opposite directions. And this resurrection account of Matthew is very much about fear. You may know the puzzle that the Gospel of Mark in its best manuscript seems to end with the women simply being afraid. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And Matthew's account seems to be aware of this, that fear was this great emotion in the experience of discovering that Christ appeared to have risen from the dead. Fear is, as I say, this powerful emotion. Now, some are brought to life by prayer, fear. Some are slain by it, killed by it. Well, actually fits with Matthew's account. Earlier on in this passage, what we had yesterday, Easter Sunday, the angel opens the tomb, rolls back the stone. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. Or as if they were dead. So there you go, fear kills you. But fear itself is not always a bad emotion. In fact, sometimes it's a good emotion to have at the preliminary of great things. There's a certain low-level fear that keeps us alive, you know, the fear that makes us drive carefully, be careful how we cross the road, check the ingredients of things, you know. We don't feel it like fear, it's just a sort of shaping of our lives, you know, some things are more dangerous than others. Climbing a ladder is more dangerous than walking on the ground. In fact, it's amazing how many people have been injured or killed falling off ladders. So fear has its use. But I say also fear is something that you should feel when you're about to encounter a great thing. You know, sometimes when you see some amazing work of art, first emotion, you may not recognize it, but the first emotion is a sort of fear. You see that when people look at something and go, "Whoa, look at that." Or, "That is amazing. That is greater than me." Then they embrace the beauty of it. Then they say, but they embrace it as a great thing, not a small thing. So the fear of the women isn't really a fear of being caught or found out. It's rather they're aware that a great thing has happened. And they're surrounded by that. They're surrounded by the awesomeness of this, the greatness of something greater than not only their heart, but greater in fact than all creation. This is something new, an appearance or a presence of God like no one had ever experienced before. So, of course, they're afraid. Unlike the guards, though, they're not reduced to becoming like dead men. They're not slain by their fear, but rather they're brought alive. The fear makes them want to do something, so they run. They run off to see the disciples as instructed. And they run, therefore, with fear and great joy. Joy and fear don't seem natural combinations, but I think, you know, we understand the fear, which makes us aware that we're in presence of something great, is actually part of the joy. The letter to John, first letter, says perfect love drives out fear. That's true, but it's true because love joins us to what we love. The perfect love of God makes us one with God, and then we are beyond fear. We are actually able to live in the greatness of God's presence, but that's not for this life. That's what we hope for. I could also say that an alternative view of fear is that the opposite of fear is, in fact, hope. Hope and fear are both attitudes that link us to the future, to great things. Some way, perhaps, the women had hope when they came to the tomb. Hope being the opposite of fear isn't a remedy for fear because, you know, we can't turn one thing into its opposite easily. Joy doesn't turn into sadness or sadness into joy, at least not as a remedy for sadness, I presume. You don't need a remedy for joy, I hope. Hope, therefore, being the opposite. Courage, on the other hand, doesn't take fear away, but rather modifies it, makes it have shape. A courageous person always feels some fear, but the fear protects them. The fear doesn't cause them to freeze like the soldiers. It doesn't cause them to run away. It doesn't cause them to become liars like these soldiers do. There's a kind of, I think perhaps a double meaning here, that, you know, they say, we'll keep you out of trouble, the translation says, but actually says, we'll keep you from worrying. You know, you're worried about the fact you've just seen an angel and you've just seen something great, which was not human. And you also are aware that this is something to do with the man you buried, whose body and tomb you are protecting, supposedly. There's no taking away that sort of fear, because that's the fear of corruption. That's the worry of knowing that you're a liar and you're cheating and you're lying to the people. Who knows, perhaps the soldiers repented, perhaps they too turned to Christ as disciples, but for this moment, it's not looking good. So hope, courage, they help with fear. Perfect love, though, is the true remedy. And perfect love transforms fear into joy. So for a moment, the women, like many of us, are carrying these conflicting emotions, fear and great joy. But then Christ says, do not be afraid. The fear now is past. I am with you always, as the story ends. He says to the disciples, he's overcome fear. We overcome fear, they say, by love. Love that connects us, love that makes us feel we are one with Christ, one with God. Then fear has no purpose. Then fear ends. Then there is only joy. Joy now, in this life. Joy mixed with all the other emotions, fear, sadness, even anger. But the joy is the emotion which will last. It is the joy, ultimately, of heaven. And this is our hope. This is our trust. This is why we love.